Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, the past couple of years, due to the pandemic, the continued exposure of racism in society, the struggles of our world and workers overall have led to companies and global senior leadership coming out, making pledges to do better, be better, and embrace all of society's stakeholders. And yet, as our next guest will share, there is more to it in getting it right and building out responsible innovation.
It's something we talk a lot about here at Bloomberg Business Week. Kevin Maney is founding partner at Category Design Advisors. He joins us on the phone from New York City. His new book is called Intended Consequences: How to Build Market-Leading Companies with Responsible Innovation. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's really great to have you with us. I want to hear the origin story here and the moment that you realized that what you've been observing, what you've been writing about, it was perfect for a book. Take me into it.
Well, I co-authored this with a guy named Hemant Taneja, and Hemant is the guy who runs General Catalyst, which is now one of the most powerful VC in Silicon Valley. This is the third book we've written together. So we had, over the last 5 or 6 years, constantly conversations about what's going on, what do we want to say, things like that. And one of the things that's been on our minds was that, just as you say, right, there's been constant conversation about we got to be responsible, we got to be address all stakeholders, all this kind of stuff. It was all kind of all right, well, that would be a nice thing to do.
Right.
But nobody had actually come up with what we noticed was nobody had come up with like a playbook. Like, if you're a founder starting a company and you're saying, like, I really want to do that. I mean, I think it's important. I think it's the best way to do business. But nobody had actually written, like, how do you think that through and build it into your business? And so that's what we decided to do. We wanted to help a new generation of founders and perhaps people who, you know, already have companies and are doing well, to have a way to think through these issues.
Well, and what's interesting too, and I was thinking about your book, because it really does, you know, how to build these companies, and it really plays to the startup world. But I do wonder, Kevin, can we, as we see this rotation going on in the established corporate America or global corporate world, of companies, you know, laying out ESG practices, talking about sustainability, being good global corporate citizens. How do you view all of that? Because there's an awful lot of investment money playing into that as well.
Yeah, well, one of the, or probably the key point that we make here is that it's all fine to say that you're going to do this, but but it's not really baked into the company unless it's part of the business. Like, the business model has to actually do better if you're doing better. If you're an investor, for instance, and you're looking at, like, ESG scores just measure an outcome. They don't actually tell you what the company is really, like, doing if you're an investor and you really believe in this, and by the way, we believe that it's actually the path to better profits and better long-term sustainability of a company, then I would look behind the curtain and ask yourself, does the business model actually support it? Does the business model do better? And, you know, a great example of that is, you know, if you're, you know, Facebook can say all at once about, like, we're going to be responsible, we're going to, you know, do this with our AI and all that kind of thing. But Facebook's fundamental business model works against it being able to hold that line. So, you know, if you're an investor, look behind the scenes and ask yourself, does the business model actually support those good intentions?
Okay, we only have about a minute left, but we're going to come back with you and we're going to have more time. But this is a question that certainly requires more than a minute for an answer. So you can think about it more too. Is it possible to do this, to succeed in this framework as a publicly traded company? Or do you have to do this as a private company? Because when Carol and I report on earnings every quarter, it's top line, it's bottom line.
I'm not saying did they not impact the environment? Yeah. Were they thinking about their workers? Were they contributing to society? We don't ask those questions.
Amazon stock did not move higher today because of, you know, these metrics.
Right, right. Well, knowing you don't have much time, the short answer is yes.
Okay. And
I can explain why when we come back, if that's what you want me to do.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come back with Kevin Maney, founding partner at Category Design Advisors. He's got a new book out, Intended Consequences, How to Build Market-Leading Companies with Responsible Innovation.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I want to get back to our guest. We're talking with Kevin Maney, author of Intended Consequences, How to Build Market-Leading Companies with Responsible Innovation. He is founding partner of Category Design Advisors, and he's still with us on the phone in New York City. So when you look out at the landscape, Kevin, and you work with a lot of companies and you help companies when it comes to messaging and strategy and innovation and communication. But when you look at our companies that are there, startups or those that have been around, who do you think gets it right?
Well, let me jump in that from the earlier question about can public companies do this?
Oh, I'm sorry. So, I forgot about that.
No.
My bad.
So, but these things actually converge because you know, one of the most successful companies on the planet at doing this is Tesla. Huh. And And if you think about Tesla, I mean, its business model depends on it helping with climate change. And in fact, Elon Musk runs the company as a climate change company, not as an electric car company. That's why it's in batteries and in solar and getting into all these other things. So, to go back to that earlier comment about that to really be a responsible innovation company, you have to have it baked into the business model. Mm-hmm. Your business has to do better if you do the right thing better. And in Tesla's case, the more it helps get carbon out of the atmosphere, carbon emissions out of the atmosphere and all of that, the better the business is because it's selling more electric cars, selling more batteries, whatever. And so it's absolutely possible for a public company to be that as long as it's baked into the business model. And there are all sorts of startups that I've encountered or worked with. We feature one, for instance, in the book called CityBlock Health. Hmm. And CityBlock found a way to be build a profitable business on the idea of bringing healthcare to the populations that can't afford or don't get it, even homeless people and like that. And so the more that it helps people who can't get healthcare get healthcare, the more profitable and the better the company is. And it's valued at over $1 billion now. It's a private company, but it's certainly has an intent to go public at some point.
Hey, Kevin, I want to go back to this Tesla example, because I think of Tesla and I definitely think of the business model from the perspective of climate change and the being a climate first company. But at the same time, I think of the way that Elon Musk has come under criticism for the way that he's treated employees in the past, the way that the National Labor Relations Board ruled that Tesla had fired a worker illegally who was involved in union organizing. So I'm just wondering how you square those things, because even this week we learned from the president that a Bloomberg story about how the president doesn't want to even mention Tesla because it's not a union company. So how do you square that in this framework?
Well, I mean, look, I agree with you. There is the caveat that Elon Musk himself at times acts badly. But I just want to, take the step away. Yeah, it's a step away from that, just to the idea that back to the idea that Tesla is a company that is built on a business model that helps the planet, with climate change. So, on the bottom line, the better the company helps the planet, the better the company does, and it will be more profitable. It'll be a better stock and all of that. Elon Musk may do some weird things that hurt the company as an individual. But I think we have to separate those things from each other.
Yeah. 'Cause it's interesting. We have a lot of conversations, Kevin, of just how executives and the C-suite and senior officials kind of square profitability against doing right. Like, I've talked to senior officials at AB InBev, and I mean, they're constantly seeing the environment, because access to water, access to barley, hops, you name it. I mean, climate change has impacted them pretty dramatically. And so a company like that is taking measures, because I think it has to, for the existence of its business. But it's tough, because it does feel like we have a lot of conversations of people saying they want to do good, whether it's for the environment, whether it's for workers, workers' rights, you name it. And yet when it comes to it, that talk doesn't always lead to action.
Well, true. And in a case like a company like AB InBev, I mean, it doesn't really have a way that I know. I mean, I don't know the company intimately, but yeah. I do drink its beer, but yeah.
Join the crowd.
I don't understand a way that AB InBev could possibly have it baked into its business model that it is doing well for people or the planet or whatever. Because basically it's selling us drinks. I mean, the business model. The more it sells that, the better it's going to do. The climate change stuff is a nice to have rather than a must have in terms of its business model.
So that's not responsible innovation in your view.
Right. It's trying to be responsible. But our argument with this book is that if you want to create a company or run a company that is sustainably going to be responsible over the long run, it has to have a business model that actually supports that.
Right.
And not just, we call it in the book, there's two aspects of responsible innovation. We call mindset and mechanism. And mindset is great, lots of companies have a mindset. We want to do better. We want to do good. You know, we're stakeholders, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But if they don't pair the mindset with a mechanism that supports it, the first time there's some pressure on profits or something goes awry, they're going to abandon that mindset. And the only way to make that sure that those that happens over the long run is if those two things are inextricably linked.
Right. And I know you talk about key consequence indicators, KCIs, as a way to kind of keep track of it. Hey, just unfortunately got about 40 seconds or so.
Sure.
How do you deal with a tough issue like inequality? And we'll have to have you come back and talk more, but how do you deal with something like that?
It's one thing if you're talking about inequality and hiring practices and all that. Again, that's not baked into the business model. That's having a nice mindset of, right, like, we want to do this. You know, even something like I just mentioned, like CityBlock, for instance, which is trying to help healthcare, right, inequality by helping people get healthcare who can't afford it.
Right.
Building a good business on that, that's a way to actually help with inequality.
Well, let's continue this in the future. Kevin Maney, thank you so much. Founding partner, Category Design Advisors, the book Intended Consequences, How to Build Market-Leading Companies with Responsible Innovation.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.